The New Elder Abuse, written by Kathleen Edmonds, MD, narrated by Shayna Nemmer. Dedication. This is for my loving husband, who always welcomed my family, especially my dad, despite how challenging it is with him, considering his mental and physical state. For my sister Cynthia Lynch, who stood with me shoulder to shoulder in every important decision I made about Dad. I can't admire her enough and show how proud I am of her for remaining close to our dad. Lastly, it's for my father, who became an apparent reason for giving me the platform to live an exciting childhood. His efforts in making this manuscript possible will always be recognized, and his constant push for me to succeed be praised. Acknowledgement, my sister Cindy, for reviewing every chapter each step of the way. My book club for easily agreeing to review and give detailed criticism. Thank you, Dr. Linda Green. Story point, who took over Manor House, bringing fresh air into it with Linda Womack, Tracy Segwin, and Tracy Cook. They made all my days and weekends brighter. About the author, Kathleen Edmonds is a recognized obstetrics and gynecological veteran who graduated from the University of Virginia School of Medicine in 1988. She has the distinction of obtaining three distinct patents to her name. One for the copper contraceptive shield and two for the menstrual shield. She also wrote a cookbook, Destination Deserts, dedicated to her children while they were attending college. Kathleen is happily married to a gastroenterologist with whom she supports her family. Preface. This is the refuge my dad managed that the NASA Space Center sits on. We lived there for 4 years in the I-70s while all the Apollos were taking off. My father took multiple astronauts, including John Glenn, duck hunting on the refuge. He also captured an alligator that was preventing President Nixon from visiting. My best memory was Dad taking my whole second grade class on airboats through the Everglades. In this picture, the little girl is actually my little sister. As internet usage spirals out of control, the number of patients with dementia is rising in the United States, especially among those at risk of hereditary diseases, isolation, and those who have had COVID-19. This story is about how ruthless marketing companies, car companies, water companies, and complicated credit card companies are taking advantage of those with dementia. There are five main types of dementia: Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia, and mixed dementia. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, accounting for 60 to 70% of cases in the U.S. Dementia is currently the seventh leading cause of death. There are seven stages of dementia, one no cognitive impairment, two very mild cognitive decline, three mild cognitive decline, 5 moderately severe cognitive decline, 6 severe cognitive decline, and 7 very severe cognitive decline. Stage 4 lasts 2 years. Stage 5 lasts a year and a half. Stage 6 lasts 2.5 years. And stage 7 lasts 1.5 to 2.5 years. Over 6 million people in the U.S. have some stage of dementia. The risk factors are heart disease, stroke, obesity, high blood pressure, isolation, and now COVID. A new study has just come out, finding that dementia is more likely to occur within a year of having COVID-19, especially with the above risk factors. Now we enter the internet era, where cell phones, Apple Watches, AI, and unscrupulous people have created a mess. I heard that 84 of teenagers...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?